We love hip hop.
It's a process, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not a joke.
Yeah. People be thinking, make sure my volumes are good. People be thinking, we just pull up, mics are all set, we're just ready to go.
No. People sabi.
No.
It doesn't go like that.
I'm an engineer, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Let me make sure you can hear these sound effects proper.
Yep. Dancehall.
Let's start off with some real hip hop for the head top.
Oh shit.
I got YouTube Premium now.
Oh yeah.
No more ads. Dirty. Salute to B3.
I got a love and hate relationship with light skin bitches. Because they don't do the dishes. My magic trick is transform racks to riches. I dehydrated rat is what a dry stitches. I stink body boy is what I bought the fishes. Yeah, body all these stitches. Astrological sign hoes are straight witches. If I don't shower 3 days, my balls itches. All you want to finish, I found it in the ditches. Today we best friends, tomorrow you make switches. Bad-minded and screw face is what the six is. Praise you in your face, but our snake only hisses. Infatuated bitches, keep all your kisses. I ho, like Christmas. Rub my dick the right way, I grant you 3 wishes. Go down on my cock like the internet glitches. Rappers wearing dresses are looking so suspicious. Puff Daddy licking his lips like delicious.
Yo, hold on. Before we even get into the intro and all that, did you write that before the free costing camp came out, bro?
Hell yeah. This video is like 4 years old.
Wait, but it just dropped a month ago.
Yeah, I just put it out.
Wow, you foreseen the future.
Yeah. We know who's going down low.
Oh man, hold on. I'm gonna have to put a special sound effect on that one. Oh man, so let's get into it, man. It's your boy Friday Ricky Dread here with another interview for your head top. Before I get into it, I want to give a big salute to the sponsors. Big salute to Diamond Club. They got delivery of that loud all over the GTA and across Canada. Hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada. Use the code WeLoveHipHop and they'll give you a little discount, you heard? And if you need some blem, hit up Steaming Hot Grabba. Okay, they got multiple different flavors of grabba, whether it's red herring, red rolls, peanut butter, whatever you need. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabba, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and you get a little discount as well. But listen, man, we starting off the new year. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to be able to get back into the interview grind. And I figured, you know what? I'd rather start my interview journey off this year with somebody who's an OG in this game, somebody who's been through all the different hats in the game, whether it's rapping, managing, doing chants with the sounds.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Bringing people down here and promoting shows. Just a plethora of different things that this man does in the industry. So with no further ado, we have Lord Fury in the motherfucking building.
It's a pleasure for me to be here.
Yo, thanks for coming through, fam.
Original Rude Boy Ricky, you know?
Yo, listen, fam, it's been a long time we've been seeing each other. And you've been on the podcast a few other times with other guests, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I wanted to get a chance to chop it up with you on your own. Like, even before we get into any of the questions, the new year, how did you bring in the new year?
What did I do on the new year? I cleaned my house.
Mm.
I had nobody around me. That's what I cooked. I got some snappers that were live and direct, like right off the boat in Jamaica, and the man shipped it down here to me frozen.
Yeah.
I defrosted them, steamed them. I said, all right. So my brother came over in the morning. My other brother came over. I went, yeah, I'm steamed fish. You know? Someone says swim around, but no. Steam fish. I read snappers are fish.
Yeah.
We speak English in here. All right. There's no need to talk fart. Man will say, yo, you a fish you I eat. No, I'm not talking about no body, man. You know, a fish we are talking about the ocean. You know what I mean?
Provisions.
Provisions.
Yeah, man. Stuff for your system, man. You know what
make
mean?
It strong. Make your hood stand up like a, you know what I mean? Like a rock fort cliff. Woman have to run from you.
Oh, man. And one thing also, the last time I seen you was the Conway show, which you had put together. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Can you give me a breakdown of just like how, we'll go into other shows and stuff like that, but like the things that it takes to put together a show like the Conway show.
Patience. Lord have mercy, patience, man. Conway, good dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was supposed to come up earlier.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
A lot of people don't know. But then he broke his leg.
Yeah.
So that's how our rolling effect happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought Ghostface Killer to help me out because tickets were already sold for the Conway, and then replaced him with Ghostface.
Yeah.
Which is an amazing replacement. And then to put together a show like that.
Yeah, like the steps, like venue, all that type of stuff.
It's a lot of paperwork, man. You gotta book the venue,
mm-hmm.
right? You gotta sign a contract to the venue, give them the deposit, and then tell them who you're bringing. They gotta okay it first to see if they wanna even mess with the artist. And there's a lot of red tape on that, but I got through with it. You know, Live Nation bought the Opera House.
Okay,
so it was like, you know, but
I didn't know that.
Live Nation, they want every goddamn thing right now.
Yeah, yeah.
They own Velvet. They own Revival. They own every motherfucker right now. You gotta talk to the management with the artist now, and then you gotta sign a contract that benefits both parties.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you gotta start with the promo, right? You just put it up.
Now, sorry, before you continue with the promo, once that contract is signed, there's also an exchange of money that has to happen there too.
Yes, you send the artist half the money,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what happens. You send the artist half the money. Right. And then before they go on stage, give them the other half.
Yes.
Right. Or if you are cool with them like that, you'll give them money before they go on stage or whatever the case may be, depending on who you are and how close they are with you. So, and then, they have a writer. So some people want a lot of crap. Some people don't want a lot of crap,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
depending on how organized everybody is. Right. So, and then you got to worry about charges. If they have charges now, you got to get a TRP.
TRP, break that down.
Temporary resident permit.
Mm.
Basically, you know, a permit for you to work for the day. And you have to tell you when you're coming in, what you're doing, and when you're leaving.
Yeah.
If you stay past when you're leaving, that's your ass.
Mm.
You can't come back here again.
And this is just specifically for people who are coming in from other countries, like United States,
etc. That have criminal records.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you don't have a criminal record, you just travel. But if you have a criminal record, any convictions or felonies or even charges outstanding, even if you have a DUI or child support.
Okay.
You got to get a TRP.
Really?
Yeah.
Just for child support too,
child
right?
support will make you not travel, bro.
Wow.
Take care of your kids out there.
Pay attention, gang.
Take care of your picnic them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So you got the venue, artists are paid, rider, they go on, they do their show. After that, because we always see the show. We see everything. Is there anything after that that has to be done? Or is it like now you guys could part ways and everything's done? Business done.
You got to make sure. Oh, you got to have a driver too for them.
Yes.
Right? You need a chauffeur unless they have their own. So like Conway and them, they live in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? So they hop, skip, and jump away. They just come. They have their own driver that would come bring them across and stuff. But like someone like Styles P, for instance,
mm-hmm.
you got to have a chauffeur for them and bring them around. Make sure that they're on point. And the One Love chauffeur that I had, he's great. You know what I'm saying? I recommend him to people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you got to have a chauffeur. And you got to know, he's got to be a good person too. You know what I'm saying? You got to know if they want to eat, you got to make sure they eat right.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they want, make sure you have it to them. I know all the, you know, I'm greedy like that. So I have food when it comes to food.
Yeah.
I don't ramp. So it's like, you know, the food situation is always taken care of. And the ganja situation is always taken care of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All of them smoke. And then, that's basically it. When it's time for them to go, you make sure you see them out.
On the, like, for the plane to wherever they're going
see
to
see them
next.
Out.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
It's called courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll work with you again. You know what I'm saying? They're paid. They're fed. They're smoked. And they go back. Good vibes. Money in the pocket. You know what I'm saying? They're good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
No, fam, I'm glad you broke that down because a lot of people, they just experience the event. They don't get to see all of the bells and whistles and the behind the scenes of what really goes down.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very crazy.
And let's go now with your story, because like I said, this is the first time I'm getting a chance to sit with you one-on-one, right? So I want to go through the Lord Fury story. So you grew up in Scarborough.
We love hip-hop.
Speaking to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flour, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network, and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer!
Yeah.
Were you born here or were you born like in Jamaica?
Jamaica.
Okay. So when did you come here?
Prescott, Greenwich Farm. So I went to, when I was in Jamaica, I left. My mom sent me to England.
Mm-hmm.
To my grandmother's house. So I went to school in England for a bit. I went to school in Jamaica for a bit, then I went to England.
At what age were you when you left Jamaica?
Seven.
Okay.
Seven. Then I went to school for a year in England. Birmingham. I went to a school called Imperial Heights. That you would never know this, but Birmingham is like Pakistan.
Okay.
It's all Indian people. I was the only, me and one other kid was the only black kid in that whole school.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one white kid and one Chinese kid. Everyone else is Indian.
Yeah.
I was getting bullied by coolie people.
That's crazy.
Yeah. In Jamaica, we don't get them something on the treatment there, you know.
Yeah.
You know, every day they might take my lunch, bad me up. I'm like, what? Yeah, box me. I'm like, yo, what kind of? Yeah, I can't fight them. There's too much of them.
Yeah.
Then after England, went to Florida. So I went to a school called Lauderhill Heights in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Right. So I was out there with my cousins and them. And then I came to Canada. Yeah, I went to a school, I landed, went to a school in Scarborough called Brimwood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, that was a journey. I got, back in those days, white kids would pick on you if you're black, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're in a predominantly white school, but fight them.
Now, were you able to make friends? Cause you moved around 4 times, fam. Like, how was it? Like, you go to one school, then you start making friends and then you leave again, fam.
England, I didn't want to make no friends, man. The place was just bad. Man, dealt with me bad over there. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want no friends over there. No, but but I liked it over there.
Yeah.
It was different. It was dark though, man. England is a dark place. That place is dark. There's no sun.
Yeah. It's like rainy all the time.
Rainy, dark, and it's, I can see why people kill themselves over there. It's dark. And, Florida was crazy. The niggas in that school would make fun of me because they call me Banana Boat. Jamaica. So these little niggas they're walking around wearing Michael Jackson gloves and shit. And Michael Jackson jackets and acting like it's one kid, this Jericho nigga, acting like he's He-Man and shit. I was like, yo, I'm gonna fool ya. Until I caught him and beat his ass. I held him, I kick him up in the blood clot. I caught him in the bathroom. I said, yo, you're done. I said, y'all, we can talk and talk. I'm like, I want to hear your blood clot. Kick him up.
Wow.
And I dragged him out that washroom. After that, everyone stopped calling me Banana Boat. Wanted to be my friend. And they were all dunce. See, the education system now is what you need to know. Jamaica had the highest education system because it ranked right beside England.
Okay.
So when I went to England, it was the same thing I was learning. When I went to Florida, these niggas in grade 2 are learning how to spell cat.
Wow.
And dog. And they still can't do it. I'm like, yo, what's wrong with these retarded ass? So I'm like, yo, look here. They thought I was gifted. I'm 7, 8 years old. You're trying to put me in grade 6.
That's wild.
Yo, grade 6. Kids couldn't read and write. In Jamaica, I knew my time table 1 to 12, 12 to 1 backwards and forward. Because when they beat in Jamaica, they beat you if you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, 1 times 1, the whole class is singing it from 1 to 6 in the same room.
Yeah.
1 times 1 is 1. 1 times 2 is 2. And you go all the way to 12 and you go backwards. If you even skip, you're getting a lash with that blood clot cow skin, you know. Or the bamboo. You don't want that kind of drama in your life.
Yeah.
So when I came to Canada, to me, the place was slow. But they were doing like, they weren't saying cat. They were saying, you're learning how to spell like late and bait and rate which is like another letter on top of the cat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, this is, they wanted to bump me up, but they tried to put me in ESL though.
Mm-hmm.
Until I started reading the woman's book that she's trying to read to the kids that were, you know what I'm saying?
So they try to put you in ESL because of your accent?
Yeah.
What?
And the what do you call it? When you look at the person's report, where they're coming from, it said Jamaica, England, Florida. I'm like, yo, no, put this guy in ESL. That's too much island in them.
Wow.
And then I started reading the woman's book. They had to put me in a regular class. And they wanted to bump me up. And my mom said, nah, don't bump him up. Keep him in the same age group.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't make him grow too fast. He might get fast.
Yeah. So, Toronto now, you landed, you stayed. You're in Scarborough. What part of Scarborough?
Originally?
Mm-hmm.
I was in a place called Woodside. Like, that's like... It's like McCowan and Finch area.
Okay.
Brimwood. Albert Campbell's over there. You know what I'm saying? It was a nice little area. It was nice and neat. And then shit happened. We ended up in Dower. Glen Dower.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Between Birchmont and Finch and Warden and Finch, that area.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
So that's late 80s, early 90s times.
This is like early 80s to mid 80s.
Okay.
I just aged myself, didn't I? I just did.
No, it's cool. No, because it's important. This is important information.
People got to know how old I is. Oh, God.
Well, you said before, He-Man.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, we're letting out some real 80s references.
Yeah, 80s,
here today.
Right, yeah, we're doing it. Right?
But it's important information because, you know, around 86, 87, I would even say 85, things started changing in a lot of major metropolitan areas.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. The introduction of crack cocaine.
Yep. Well, I was there for that.
Tell me about the change pre to like when it started getting introduced in the mid 80s, like the changes that you started seeing in the neighborhood and stuff.
So what we saw was this. I would see it when I used to go to Brooklyn
mm-hmm.
and come back. So you'd see a man, it happened before, like earlier in Brooklyn than it did all here. So we got it late. I'd be in New York and my cousins and them are like, yo man, I got 2 for $5. And they're talking about Little Rocks.
Yeah.
And we know what the hell that is, you know? Everyone's got them in their sock and shit and they're slinging it. But then the next summer I go down, that's 84 and then 85, the next summer I go down, the same man that's slinging it looks crusty. Right? So he looks bent out of shape. And he's asking if I want to buy. I'm a kid. He's asking me if I want to buy, like, a toaster oven.
Wow.
I'm like, what? I ain't got no money, man. Get out of here with that. What the hell you want? And like, yo, he's zonked. Did you say he's zonked? Crazy shit. I'm like, oh, what? What the hell is that? Zombied out, man. I'm like, oh. Yeah, in Toronto now, it licked at the same time. So like the man who was selling weed jumped on the white bandwagon.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then once they did that, so a certain man, and it wasn't like a crackhead, like how you see crackheads, like, oh, it's dirty people. It wasn't that. Mm-hmm. It was all the fly niggas that was doing it.
Yeah.
They were smoking a thing called woolahs.
Mm.
So they're putting the crack in the weed,
yeah,
taking the
yeah,
coke
yeah,
and slapping
yeah.
it in the weed and rolling it. It smells like fucking burning hair
mm-hmm,
in the
mm-hmm.
dance. You're like, what the fuck is that smell? Oh, the man is smoking woolahs and acting wicked. When they smoke that, they want to shoot people and shit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Act crazy and you're look, probably funny. Get paro. And then the same people that are doing the woolahs start just doing the lines, and then they start doing melting at the rock. Freebasing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When they start licking that, man, they'll be seeing like a lot of dons turn into crackheads and they start acting like fiends.
Yeah.
They need it. They're acting jittery. And we've seen some big men. There's some man that we saw back in the days on many different blocks that you start kicking them in the ass and say, people who we're scared of and we respected are coming to us trying to sell us their shirt off their back and
mm-hmm,
shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just like, yo, move from here. We want to fight them and shit. And specifically, this cat named Glenn. You know what I'm saying? He's a boxer, man. He's supposed to go to the Olympics and shit. This man, no, you can't fuck with him with the 1-2s. And then he started smoking shit. I was like, what? And we started punking him, man. We shouldn't have punked him, but we back then we should have been trying to help each other out.
Yeah.
But no one knew what the hell it was.
It was the first time this is all happening.
Yeah. So we're just watching this shit. And it's just like when the kids started messing with Molly and Molly just first came out. Mm-hmm. Y'all are fucking with it, but you don't know what the side effects 10 years down the line is going to do to your brain.
Yeah.
Y'all are playing with this shit, but you don't know what's going to do to your brain. The cocaine and the crack if you have OCD and you're a crackhead, you clean the whole house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's one thing I can say about them. They're progressive. They get shit done.
They're useful.
But yeah, you've seen a lot of dons turn, you know what I'm saying, just go to shit.
Yeah.
And you see it. You know, teeth missing and all type of shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So now as you start becoming a teenager, right, you started getting into like the reggae sound systems and stuff like that.
Yeah. Reggae was my thing. So it's like, in the end, we had like a Black Root sound.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we had Roddy Kish and Earthquake. And different sounds in the area.
It was like Ricochet sound also.
Ricochet sound. Blood Clot. Yes.
I do my research, bro.
Ricochet Blood Clot sound. Holy shit. Yeah, Ricochet sound. Ricochet sound was in Durham. That's with Rich London and C Plus. I was a part of that. And yeah, a lot of sounds, man. There's like, you know, Bouncy Hunter sound. Yeah, that's Casper Banton and King Tut and Nicholas, another Olympic boxer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, reggae was my thing. So I'd hold a mic and just play by the number one champion. So no, keep on got around. Ugly, yeah, with Mole, I'm not turning me on. Lord, black woman with no butter, I'm not turning me on. Lord, the better one, I miss a Fury, make she go on. Shipping out the metal, say they go in, now they can. Lord, show me father, stick me mother, make me born. Shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you would go and not just like, because it's different with reggae, right? Like, it's one thing to be a reggae artist, but you were, what would you call it? Because you're an artist, but you're also there with the sound, like you're
a team player, we call it.
Yeah.
Like,
cause you weren't selecting the tunes, were you?
I would try to. I was the youngest out of all of the men on every sound. So I tried to help with the boxes, grab the record, try to mix people down and, have a couple of lyrics here and there. And then until I got confident, you know what I'm saying? I was more like a box boy, we'd want to call me.
Yeah.
When I started out. Cause you have to start somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom of the barrel is a box boy, you know?
Yeah.
Good cat, you know? But, the sound thing was amazing. You know what I'm saying? I watched a lot of people do this shit. I had a lot of idols. So people who I look up to back in those times was like, Johnny Mice, G-Lock, Mikey B. Harry, they call them Freaks of Reality. Those guys, the Campbell brothers from Chester Lee, Greg and Sean. Look at Ricky Tuffy, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Ricky Tuffy, bad boy. Those guys I used to watch DJ. General Genius, Bobby Irie, Louis Rankin, Steady Rider, Bobby Bloodclad Zaro. Bobby Zaro is the man. Like for Toronto, if anyone tells you different, they're lying. Bobby Zaro is the man. You know what I'm saying? You know who Thoroughbred is?
Yes.
That's his dad.
Okay. Salute to Thoroughbred. I interviewed him years ago.
Yeah, man. Rude boy. Yeah. In the bloodline.
Yeah. So you're running with the reggae sounds, but eventually you start getting into more of the hip hop stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? I like the hip hop. But we weren't allowed to listen to it. But they said that the hip hop man was some batty man. That's what the reggae man was saying.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they were right when they said this shit. Look at what's going on right now.
They weren't telling no lies. The future.
No, but they knew what was going on. Like, he's a story that people don't really know. And people don't talk about. You see Afrika Bambaataa, who they call the godfather of hip hop?
Yeah.
Pedophile batty boy that, you know.
Well, listen, the whole Hassan Campbell thing now come to the light over the last, 5 years. Of, you know, Hassan Campbell really going hard in the paint, letting people know. Salute to Star, aka Troy Terrain.
Yep.
He really opened that story up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And he didn't have to, but he did. Yes.
Right. But you guys were already aware of this from back in the days.
Yeah. So what happened now? The man tried to, a Jamaican youth must have slept in his house. And the man, pulled on the pants and sit there, and the man went back and told.
Wow.
Told. The man went up there and killed the pussy boy, you know. But then the spade man, it's like a standoff. Show up, I see, and Blood Clot. And my man say, all right, cool, here you do. Just don't fuck around with the don't cross the border and just settle yourself over there, sir. With your back business.
Hold on. You're telling me that the shower posse came for African Mbada back over there in the Bronx.
Yeah, it wasn't only them though, because back then the show and Spangles were not getting along, but them they came to an agreement, say, yo, Mbate Mante.
Mm-hmm.
And then and the man kind of, it's a standoff thing.
Yeah.
People didn't really talk about it, but that's what really happened.
Crazy.
Yeah. So that's why if you listen to it, the man, Karis once said it. Okay, so in Salt Bronx, he goes, it was 1976 to 1980. The dreads in Brooklyn were crazy. You couldn't come outside to listen to no hip hop because the guns would go pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
That's why, because the man tried to rape a little Jamaican youth. And the man was like, yo, the hip hop man about some batty man. And I look upon them now, the pussy clad, to make all a man jump in a your hole like some fucking fish cake. Rass clad, did them. Yo. The man them weren't lying when they said their blood clot. Yeah, I look at some pictures of some of the man who we call your godfathers of rap, and that's some blood clot tights them away, the pussy clad.
True.
And the body part cut out.
Yeah, they used to wear some wild stuff back in the 80s.
Yeah, we know it, man. So the man who said on the block, we could not listen that blood clot because that's some funky certain music that.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't aware that was the sentiment going on in the reggae. In the reggae community about hip hop, fam.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Crazy.
That's what it was.
So you guys started did you start as a solo or did you start with the group Lions of Judah with my homie Godzilla?
I was rapping before I met with Godzilla. So but before that, I'd have to say we had a thing called the Shabazz X Nubians. Called after we were on some Nation of Islam learning about 5% business.
I remember those times.
Right? So
like 90s.
And listen to X-Clan. So X-Clan, Brand Nubians, Shabazz. We listened to that kind of stuff. So that group was like me, INF7, Fluxy, Paradox, and Gigantor. Right? But then that it lasted for a time because it was about 3 summers of it, but then everyone started moving and getting jobs and there's no money now make from the blood clot hip hop thing and you know street stuff, and then you know what I'm saying, you get kind of caught up then.
And these are the mixtape days too.
Yeah, mixtape days.
Yeah, because I remember Godzilla used to be on Young Street. Oh, yep. Actually not just Young Street, I used to bump into him Hamilton everywhere. Over the place.
He's relentless.
Yeah.
One thing about Godzilla, he's relentless.
Mm-hmm.
Relentless. The Lions of Judah now, when we came together, we started a movement. It was Godzilla, Bingy, my brother Ziggy, the psalmist, Ricky, Hallister, believe it or not, that guy Chaos, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
He's a part of it. That was it. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. Oh shit, Bobby Dreadful. And Bobby's a part of it. Bobby. Yeah. And Bobby Hallister would sing. They're two wicked singers.
Okay.
Me, Zilla, Bingy, and Ziggy would rap. And Ricky was a DJ. And we did a lot of performances all over the place. And we put on a 12-inch back in those times.
Yeah, I remember that.
Weed in my brain. No cocaine.
I don't wanna go insane. Yeah.
That was the
big tune.
And Zilla was going up.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, him and Bingy were murdering that shit.
Yo, King, I don't want to interrupt your story, but I was trying to find that song online so I could play it in the intro. Where can I find that?
It's called Spliffed.
Spliffed. I'm there looking up weed in my brain, no cocaine.
Yeah. I just ordered a copy online of vinyl. I don't have the damn thing.
Yeah, so
I ordered two of them. You know what I'm saying? So I could bring you one.
Please. That's a classic.
That's hard shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So DJ Power put it out.
Mm-hmm,
it was on his label, Blacklist. He was the man for it. So shout out to Power. Power's in Africa right now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's out there in Ghana, man. He's doing some. Power does big shit. Like, he don't do small shit. Power is his name. You know what I'm saying? So he's Power.
Yeah. No, salute to Power. He's like, I had an interview with him last year, right? Yeah. And he came back here for a while, and now you're telling me he's gone again.
He's like, in Africa.
That man is around, bro.
He's in Africa.
Yeah, yeah. You can twist that up if you want. There you go. Perfect. So you're moving on with the journey, and you start linking up with Wu-Tang around like 2011.
Yeah.
You used to sell weed to them niggas?
Big Salute to Steven Hot Grabber with a variety of different grabber flavors and dispensers. They got Red Rose Grabber, that Red Herring Grabber, and Peanut Butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabber, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steamin' Hot Grabber. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer.
Yeah, well, before that, back in
the,
okay.
And we're, this, I can say this because this is way past the stat. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I've had my time. I've sold a bunch of weed to different rappers, so I understand how that goes.
Right. I'm not scared of that shit. Motherfucker, the government, the niggas owe me money.
Mm.
I did a lot of jail time for weed. Motherfucker, took my money and took my weed.
Yeah.
I want my shit back.
Yeah.
On a blood clot, you know?
Well, I know a lot of the times, like, a promoter will be like, I got these guys in town. Can you come through to the hotel or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Was it one of those type of deals when you first met them?
Nah. When I first met them was in the 90s when they blew up.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like Apple and KP and them that was doing the shows and shit back then.
I remember
then.
Them.
And shout out to Apple. Apple's like a big promoter, man. Everybody in New York knows Apple.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, America. Apple's like a person that held it down for Toronto. KP was doing his thing, like, you know what I'm saying? He knows him too. He's in Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Cat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and I met them through that era of time. And then later on in life,
Peter Jackson brought them down.
Peter Jackson, is a big promoter. Like, he started like a whole new renaissance of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, going for Peter Jackson, a lot of people wouldn't know a blueprint on how to do it.
Yes.
Including myself. I'm not going to sit here and lie in front. He's very instrumental in making things happen.
Yeah, he's brought a lot of people into the country.
A lot of people who could not cross the border came in here. You know what I'm saying? And came out here and ate big money, ate big food, and you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I met him. Originally, I wanted Killer Priest. And I heard that Killer Priest was with Ghostface. So I went there. I saw Trife. I said, blood God, Trife?
Trife to God.
Trife to God. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I'm like, yo. What are y'all doing, man? And I saw Sheik. I'm like, yo, the fuck? All y'all came here with him? I said, all right, look here. Here's what I'm going to do. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to send a cab for y'all. Y'all jump in the cab and I'm going to give you this address. I'll come and let's do some songs here.
Mm-hmm.
And DJ Merciless is what we brought him by. Because Merciless. You know what I'm saying? That hard hip-hop shit. I'm saying that's we kind of brought into existence. And we said, that's what's going to happen. So when they came out, I got all on video. We're doing a documentary. So we'll put it out this year.
Dope.
When they came in, I cooked food and shit, brought food and had food, like there's food laid out on the blood clot. And you're like, yo, what the fuck? Priest couldn't believe it. A priest can yam.
Mm-hmm.
Priest can yam.
And it's not fast food, no, so no, it's appreciated.
Yeah, it's a real food. Hard to bring coconut water, all kind of shit. And yeah, the man, they were very happy. They did I paid everybody to do verses.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And at first, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I was just doing shit.
Yeah.
And Merce had the beat, so we started lacing them. Then I ended up saying, I'm going to do an album with Priest.
Yes.
Work on it. But before that, we went to all the shows with them. And then Ghost said, you'll come to the studio. Right? Because he's like, you're hearing shit. So Ghost came. And then we went to Blood Clad. That's when we went to town. And the song, he did a verse with on a beat with a singer named O Sounds. Merciless produced everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's me, Freeway, and Ghostface.
Philadelphia Freeway.
Yeah, Philly Freeway.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't released the shit yet. We had it from like all them time there, you know.
What year was that you guys recorded that?
Exactly. Like 2011.
Wow. 12. Back then.
Oh, no, we're not releasing. There's a whole album that's on. We're starting to release everything like now this year.
Mm-hmm.
Bang, 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 bang.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then Priest came back after Ghost and them left. And he came back with Ari the Rugged Man
mm-hmm.
at a Canada tour. So I just said, he told me he's at the airport. I went and picked him up and then we started banging out songs. That's how we did the album.
The Moon Crickets.
Yeah. At first it was a joke. You know, I was saying, No, let's get on some medieval dark shit. Let's just call it the Moon Crickets. And we started laughing, but then it stuck. So we ended up calling it the Moon Crickets. The group, like me, Merciless, Killer Priest, and then you have like G-Knight, Roar, and Rock.
Mm-hmm. Explain to me the meaning behind the name Moon Crickets, because there's a connotation that goes to it that's like connected to slavery.
Yep.
But I know that there's a different story that you told on another podcast in regards to Nat Turner.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a slave revolt, right? And it was a full moon, and that's how the slaves used to move.
Mm-hmm.
They move by the elements, right? The earth is going to tell you when to move. So the slave masters were drunk, happy, and blah, blah, blah. They're not really seeing straight. I'm knocking the door. All you can hear is crickets chirping. And the moon up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And when he opened the door, Nat stabbed him in his neck.
Mm.
His last words were, "Goddamn moon crickets." And his son was underneath the table, saw this shit, right? Kept it and passed the story on. And
then
he started calling black people instead of nigger, calling us moon crickets.
Moon crickets.
Right? But that's what it really came from. So it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's a reminder that motherfuckers should know, beware of the moon cricket.
Yeah.
For your ass.
Wow. It's like, it was a noble reason, and then the white man took the story and twisted it to make it against us.
Yeah, yeah. But it's still good, though. Make a music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bring back that spirit. We need that spirit.
Nah, fam. There's a lot of rich history that goes into, like, the name and just, like, what you do when it comes to the rhymes and stuff like that. You're not just rapping just about whatever, you know. You have fun, you know what I'm saying? But you also get into like deep topics and stuff like that.
Yeah, I do all that. I'm a teacher by nature. Mm-hmm. So my father's a professor, my mother was a head supervisor nurse. So by law and order, I'm a teacher.
Yeah. Can you tell me your connection to the WWE in wrestling? Yeah. Because I know that from the 80s, you must have been into it.
Oh, man.
Right?
You know what got me into it? When I went to England. I never seen that shit in Jamaica. But when I went to England, my grandpa and my grandma, they only watched this blood clad big, fat, white man named Big Daddy.
Mm.
Big Daddy. He was like the Hulk Hogan of England.
Okay.
Right? And he's beating everybody's ass. He's like, you know what I'm saying, squashing them in the corner. He was like bigger than King Kong Bundy. But he moved like a cat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His name was Big Daddy. So I saw that, I got excited. I'm like, yo, I want to see that. And then after I saw that, yo, now I was finished. Like, I was like, yo, I want to be a part of this wrestling shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I started collecting the toys. Oh, my God. And so England, they had AWA toy. I wish I still had them, man. They had AWA, they had the Road Warriors, Rick Martel, Dino Bravo, like some different kind of toys that we had together. And it was England that hooked me on it. Then I came to Canada, I saw this WWF shit. I was like, what? I was like, yo, Killer Bees, British Bulldogs, Nikolai Volkov, Iron Sheik. I'm like, yo. Then I went deep and dark into it. There was a wrestling called International Wrestling that's in Montreal.
Okay.
Abdullah the Butcher, Sadistic Steve Strong, the Long Riders, Joe LaDuc, the Rougeau Brothers, Rick Martel, Stan the Illyric, Man Hansen. Then I found a channel that showed AWA wrestling.
Mm.
Nick Bockwinkel, Vern Gagne, Greg Gagne. I was like, yo. You got a redneck cracker named Colonel De Beers.
Mm.
He was he represented South Africa, the apartheid side. And he's calling people hammer niggers.
Wow.
Slapping you in the head with a stick. Calling you, get down, boy. You're beneath me. I'm like, yo, this guy's I'm like, people hated him.
Yeah.
He'd power drive you on the concrete floor. He beat up Jimmy Snuka a couple of times as well. You know what I'm saying? I remember that. That's wrestling.
But you're like connected into it. Like, I go on your Instagram sometimes. I see you like at like independent matches and different things like that. Like, you're in the community, fam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the wrestling community like, fam?
They're wild, man. They're cool. And they have, it's a bond, right? It's like a brotherhood.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying? You hang out with people that enjoy the same shit. Like it's cool connoisseur shit that 90% of women are not going to like at all. Because beer man. And you want to see somebody, it's therapeutic. People don't know. Wrestling for me is therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I want to kill people sometimes, but when I see someone like Vader throw you off the top rope and drop you on your neck on the concrete floor. I feel like I did it. Mm. Now I don't have to do it no more.
People don't get it,
but I'm telling you, it's therapeutic. When you see a man just grab him and beat him down to the ground, stomp him, and then go look at the crowd and say, you know what time it is, right?
Yeah, yeah. So do you fuck with like UFC and stuff too?
Of course.
Okay. So just all like combat sports.
Violence is what I like. That's what it is. Say it right. Violence I like. I like violence. Yeah.
Listen, fam, I ain't mad at you. Like, I understand the therapeutic parts of it.
Yeah, it's therapeutic, man.
Yeah, yeah. And like coming now full circle, right? What got you into, you know, from doing the music, you know, like I said, all these different parts of the music, and then getting into like live shows, like bringing in the live shows yourself?
I got artists on the label, right? And I got artists around me. And
yeah, because you mess with Ason and a bunch of different people.
Ason, Eastwood, the chosen one,
mm-hmm.
the man, the immaculate, the man who died on the cross for your sins. Yes, Snacks, the showstopper, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The Lord of Lords, Lord Zuko. These are people that need to be on stage. And because people are not going to draw for them, like the way it should be.
Yeah.
Fuego Gods, you know what I'm saying? Cypher Soze.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
people are not going to draw for them properly. I said to myself, I'm going to fucking open up a lane and put my money and back it. And this blows on script, bring down people and put them on the show so people can see who they want to see and see what they have not seen.
Yeah.
And everyone loves it because everyone I'm putting on the shit is MBK Supreme. Everybody is fly and doing the shit the right way. You know what I'm saying? MCing. At its highest level.
Yeah.
Toronto has a lot of MCs, man, and that are creating waves from all genres. So the lane that I'm speaking about is there's an underground and there's an underground.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like the underground lane is the lane that I prefer. But I have nothing but respect for the underground lane
mm-hmm.
and the pop lane because I listen to pop music. I listen to Depeche Mode. Like 80s stuff. Like,
yes, but we had a conversation off camera, right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about like different underground artists and stuff. Is there like a division in the Toronto scene with the artist?
We love hip hop. This
episode sponsor Exotic Hot Pots with great strains and merch and delivery all across the GTA. You can hit them up on their Instagram page, Exotic Hot Pot CA, or subscribe to their Telegram at Exotic Hot Pot. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop podcast. Salute to the sponsors. Cheer.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Because the guys that you mentioned, they're all underground. Yeah. They're not like freaking rich rappers yet or anything like that. No, no, no. But then there's a bunch of guys that I was talking about and you're like, you know, you got to put me on. And they're part of an underground scene, but they're a part of a different underground scene.
Yeah, because there's different genres of the underground, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, yeah. So
you got the underground guys. I would even call them more the drill guys a lot of the time.
Yes, yes, yes. The guys that rap like, I've never done jumping it down, rapping and trapping and rapping and trap. Yo, got the bop. Those guys are doing their thing, right? And it's fly. To me, that style started in Toronto.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone else bit it from us, but I don't know. That's probably, you know, people could probably argue with me for say England or some other shit, but I don't know.
No, man, stand on that shit.
I'm standing on this shit, but I don't know what's going on in England, so I don't know the timeline.
Yeah.
But to me, because I don't know, but it is what it is.
Mm. So there's those guys.
There's those guys. Then you got the ones that rap like they're kind of singing, like singing rapping.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song I used to like. I heard my thing that something that smoked the loudest. I heard, you know, my block is smoked the loudest or something. Mm-hmm. I can't remember I don't even know where they're from. But I used to listen to, when people show me, you know, so when you have young people around you, they start showing you shit. And you start listening to all these, and different kind of vibes, right? Mm-hmm. They're singing, rapping, but they're rhyming. And then they go into fast shit. So it's like, that's different than like, what like Ason is doing.
Yeah.
It's two different kind of styles, right? But there's enough food for everyone to eat, which is good. That's why I like it like that. Because there's a separation, but it's all one thing. Right, it's labeled under music first of all, and then it's different genres of hip hop, or music under hip hop, like different categories. So, I don't got no problem with nobody that doing what they're doing. I like it. I like it. I like a lot of stuff. Like, I'm a fan of a lot of people.
Can it blend?
It can blend. It can blend. I can rap on their shit. If a man gives me their beat, I can rap on the shit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, can they rap on my shit now? It's another scenario. Can they come to that part?
And will the fan bases understand, like, you know what? Why is my favorite, like, you know, boom bap rapper, let's say, for lack of a better term, yeah, rapping with the guy who uses auto-tune on his shit? Would that piss fans off?
It probably would, because people find reasons to get mad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So people will get mad at that and say, oh, he got soft or whatever the hell. Who cares? Make music if you want to make music, man.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as it's about, it's a vibe. If you can handle it, then handle it. Mm-hmm. As long as it doesn't sound like garbage.
Yeah, yeah. What about with you and music? What keeps you inspired making music?
That's a good question. I don't even know. Maybe situations. Like, if you listen to my albums, I'll be talking about like different situations. I talk stories.
Mm-hmm.
And the last album I just put out, Rasputin,
mm-hmm,
The Wizard of Electric Ladyland. I'm talking a lot of shit on that album. And it's like, when things happen to you, I'm a person that can write about it.
Yeah.
I just start writing shit about things. And it's easy to rap. To me, if I have a nice beat, I'm just going to start jotting shit down and I'll record it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So inspiration is just anything. Life in itself is my inspiration to do anything. I can rap about food. I can rap about how fat this girl's pussy is.
Yeah.
I can rap about how much miles it takes to get to Africa on a boat. I can rap about the weight of the earth. I can rap about how many pyramids there are really in Africa,
mm-hmm,
or South America, and who really built them and shit. I can rap about any goddamn thing.
Yeah.
My topic range is vast because I read. I've been a well-read person. So I'm not an illiterate dumbass. Most people that rap or do music, they rap about what they know. And a lot of people nowadays are rapping what they don't know. So they're lying on record. A lot of people are rapping about drugs and shit. When you ask them, how many grams in a 9-pack? They can't tell you. You ask them, okay, what's a 4 and a baby really mean? They can't tell you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What's the price of Coke right now? They can't tell you.
Yeah.
Is it more expensive to get it from Mexico or Colombia? They can't tell you. You know what I'm saying? So you'll know a person by the answers they give you concerning certain, you know what I'm saying, when they talk about, oh man, I'm trapping in the house and I'm doing this and I'm doing, okay, you're doing all that? Really? All right, so how many grams in a 4 and a baby? They're like, yeah, you don't know how much. All right, good.
They just heard their homie say it and they're like, yo, that, or their other favorite rapper, and they're, yeah, like, that sounds exactly hard.
And that's,
I know it's a drug reference, so I'm going to use it.
Yeah, exactly. So and that's what every kind of music. So you have like people like in reggae who listen to Sizzla and Capleton.
Yeah.
Right? And now because they listen to one Sizzla song, they feel like they're a Rasta now. So they want to say Selassie to everything. But when you ask them, when was Selassie born? They can't tell you.
Yeah.
What city did Selassie grow up in? They can't tell you. What did Selassie say when he went to Montreal and addressed the university over there? They can't tell you. So like, I mean, you're a Rasta now because you listen to Sizzla? Get out of here. You know what I'm saying? There's just a lot of fake shit out there. But I mean, you know, you'll know the real from the fake when you question them.
Yeah.
And that goes for relationships too. You know what I'm saying? You know who's someone who's trying to get you, like take away from you, than from someone who's going to try to build with you by questions you ask them.
Yeah.
Like for women to know that a man's real about them, I ask them one question. Yo, you want to fuck me with your friends? I'm down. If he says yes, cut him off.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Cut him off. You know what I'm saying? Just cut him off.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
You got to question people, man. I mean, go to their ego.
Ask the right questions.
Ask the right questions, man. Go sharp. Shoo, shoo, shoo. And then you get your answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
When someone shows you the ass, believe that's their ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't get farted on or shitted on. You know what I'm saying? Don't get farted on or shitted on, man.
Facts. Facts. Even with, like, you know, with you being able to see the Toronto scene evolve over the years, right? You know, because we're older statesmen out here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What do you think the future of Toronto is going to be like from where we are now, the amount of artists who have blown up? Like, But like, I'm not saying a lot. We don't have a lot. We only have a few people who've blown up. Do you see us getting to like an Atlanta, a Houston, maybe even like an LA at one point, or New York?
Toronto.
And if so, how long would it take?
We're almost there. We're on the cusp of something like immaculate happening.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see it. We're going to see, me and you are going to see this. We've seen it grow from Mishimi. And Mishimi, people don't know this, but Mishimi is the real boss, you know.
Yeah.
Mishimi went, and Rumbling Strong, they went to New York to battle KRS-One and Heather B in the Bronx,
mm-hmm.
on stage, mic to mic, you know, beat to beat,
yeah.
and battled them in 85. You can't talk to Mishimi. Yeah. This is before Maestro.
Yeah.
People don't talk about Mishimi enough. So we went from Mishimi to the Maestros, to the HDV. Remember him?
HDV, the pimp on the mic.
Yeah. Microphone. Pimp. If he had come out 20 years later, he'd be a hit right now.
Yeah.
That song, yo. To the Kish, to the Infinite, to the Rascals, to the
Cardi and all
these guys, and Socrates and them. And then now we got like, then we got Drake. And Drake just took it to a, like, when you say Super Saiyan level.
Yeah.
You can't talk to that guy. He's on a different heights. That man is a real boss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Calling shots.
The whole industry.
The whole industry. My call shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to that man. That man ended up on a bigger level than enough of the guy there in America. And they can't, you know what I'm saying? And then you have like Tory Lanez.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Who was killing it. These are free. I don't know why. America's a wicked man to put a man in a situation like that. What kind of blood clots in that?
Yeah.
I must Puff Daddy do something to blood clot and have him lock in there, you know?
Hey, Puff Daddy's running around free.
He's running around. For now, they're going for his ass. They're going for him, you know?
It's still early.
His time is up, you know?
Mm.
His time is up. His time is up. You see what things are... All that body riding and body ironing and body this and body that, you might know? Guess what?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're done. Hell.
No, but we definitely have a lot of potential. But I still don't see...
Presser. Presser's killing the place, man.
Yes, he is.
Presser has... Yo, Presser is the coolest... Listen to me. Yo, that might have Coil Ray. That's what. Benzino. Data.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you can't talk to blood. Presser, a bad boy. That's a brother from the hood.
Yeah, yeah.
Out here, repping everywhere he goes in the world.
True.
You can't talk to them, man. Them, man, they're looch. Gone clear.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, who else is there? That's how. Well, I guess I named the three.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, until we can be running out of a list of names, like if you go into a list of Atlanta like greats,
yeah,
we can't run out of names like of generations. T.I., Two Chainz, Jeezy, Young Thug, all these guys are all coming out of Atlanta. Like there's at least a dozen huge rappers that have come out of that city.
You know what?
And the city's way smaller than Toronto. Yeah,
way smaller than Toronto. You know what it is too? Here's another problem that we have. Because the gang task force don't want the man out here, like, to do shows.
Mm.
Like, not because I say one people, I can't say other people, you know, I'm not in part of your politics. I'm like Moolah. Nasty.
Yeah.
Like, these guys should all be gone. What's his name? Smiley.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? There's a bunch of them, you know. I'm not really in front of the camera, the thing like that, to see everybody. I can't see CLE, Pengs in them.
Yeah. And Pengs is incarcerated as we speak.
You see? Pengs are a rude boy specialist, man.
Yeah. And there's Casper and K-Money. K-Money's like dealing with his legal issues. You know, he's soon forward, but like Casper's been home and he's pretty much one of the top rappers out here, but he's doing his first Toronto show like in the next month or so for the first time.
Wow.
And he has hits, millions of views.
You see what I'm saying? So you know, Toronto's on fire, bro. We're on fire.
Yeah.
There's no talking to Toronto. And you have women out here that are rapping too.
Yeah.
You have like, a bunch of them. Lola Buns.
Lola Buns. Hawaii Mighty. Nana Goody from Time. She's been doing her thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The girl, DVB.
Oh, Double M.
Double M.
Yeah, Double M goes crazy.
She's nuts.
Yeah.
Body's built like a blood clad. You know what I mean? Body, you know, Shabba would be like, yeah, you're good. Yeah, you're good. Shabba would say that, you know. Sing a song for her. She, you know, she'd be like a Mack truck.
Yeah, fit and firm, man. Yeah.
Front, back, and side. And pretty face to go along with it. Mm-hmm, yes, mm-hmm. She'll go on with things, man.
Yeah, she's barred up.
And she spits on him and drove him. Yeah. After that girl like Cocanina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she had a song with a Trini girl.
Yeah, she just dropped out like maybe a few months ago.
Yeah, man, she had go on with things. Toronto is on fire.
Yeah.
It's just that we have Toronto, and you know what? It's not as bad-minded as it was back in our time.
Mm-hmm.
People show love, you know, more than in our generation. People are showing love, and I like it. You know, how about that girl? The wrong Chromaz.
Mm.
Jesus Christ, I got a Chromaz, man. Oh, my God. Why? Burst through her clothes. She is super bad. And see, that kind of behavior now, like if she was in America, she'd be gone.
Well, she's pretty much already established herself as far as like getting her success and her money and all that, right? She went to the States. She made her rounds, academics and No Jumper and all that. You know what I mean? She's made a bag off of OnlyFans. So, you know what I'm saying?
She's up on OnlyFans?
Yo, Chroma's, I think she's said on camera a few times that she's a millionaire.
She is on OnlyFans?
Yeah.
That's something that we see naked people? Oh, God have mercy, man. Oh, no. Don't let me custody myself out here.
Oh, man.
I would like to see. Oh, God. Oh, God have mercy, man.
Let's get out of that tunnel.
Yeah, right. Come out of there. Take me out of there.
But even with you now, with the future for you, what do you see now coming up for 2024? Like, what are some of your future plans?
I don't want to say this one out loud because these are things I don't want people to try to derail my shit. But I'm bringing somebody down here that's an icon, legend, and it's not a musician.
Okay,
I'm bringing somebody down here. Like, I'm going above a level now.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the same lane as Hulk Hogan. And I'm going to make them do a concert by talking.
Wow. People are gonna,
same level as Hulk Hogan. That's what I'm doing next. I'm not telling you who. I can't.
Okay.
And I'm bound by contract to wait till I sign the papers.
Yeah.
But I'll come back and talk about it.
Yes, please.
I'll tell you off the airs. I'm doing that. I have some bigger concerts lined up.
Mm-hmm.
But the contracts are not signed yet. So I can't really... I can tell you this. I'm bringing Rock Marciano down here.
Okay. Big salutes.
Yeah. Him and Knowledge the Pirate. You know what I'm saying? My brother. My heir, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on some other kind of different kind of stuff. Like, like some things that people are going to be like, what? He's doing that?
Yeah.
I'm doing that. Because money and vibes right now, it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And look out for some wrestling shit that I'm going
to
be doing.
I was just about to ask that. Are you going to do something in wrestling?
Yeah, I'm doing something in wrestling.
Yes.
This year. Yeah, let the violence run free.
Mm.
Let the violence run free.
I'm going to make that the title of this episode. Let the violence run free. Holy shit. Oh, man. Yo, listen, King. I really enjoyed. I'm going to make sure I write that down. Let the violence run free. I really enjoyed having this conversation with you here, man. And we got to learn a lot about Lord Fury, right there. Run free right there. Got it. We got to learn a lot about Lord Fury and, you know, the history of you. So how you came to be the man you are today. You know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate this conversation.
Yeah, no problem, brother, man. You're my brother, man. You know what I'm saying? So we got to work together to help everything grow and elevate.
Yes, sir.
You
know yes, sir.
At all costs. You know?
Yeah, man.
Advice I give to the younger people.
Yes, please.
Is if somebody is not benefiting you and you're not benefiting them, then there's no benefit. Get rid of them. Stay away from them.
Yeah.
Right? Do not let a fool get the better of you. If someone is using you and it's depleting you, get rid of them. Or ask them to put back what they take and make it known. Make knowledge born. Make it, bring it to existence, like what's going on. So they don't, they might not know. Right? Turn your friends into business partners. Right? And if they're not about that, then just have them as, know what you have to label people now.
Yeah.
You got to put people in a box because we're living in a time where money is not around. Drugs not sell again. I don't care what kind of drug you sell. It's selling come see, come sa.
Yeah.
It's not selling the way it should sell. Weed, palico, any blood clot. It's not. So you have to like start thinking to yourself, what are you going to do with yourself to get yourself above water? If you're out there selling drugs, take your money and put it into investments, like something substantial. And what you want to do is create a portfolio for yourself so that they can't take away your stuff from you. Mm-hmm. Get an accountant and make the accountant draw up a new business plan for you. That way your money makes sense on paper.
Yes.
And you don't get audited by the government. You don't want them in your hands in your pocket,
because
mm-hmm. they'll go in your pocket and take away your things.
Yeah.
The first thing you do when you go to court, you know, and they say, the judge asks the people under their breath, does this man pay taxes? And they check to see if you pay taxes. If you're up to date with your taxes, do your taxes. Get an accountant. I'm talking about people who sell drugs undercover.
Yeah.
And all these things. Get yourself straight. And the whole heap of, it's something that I wish the OGs told my ass. But they weren't telling me that. They're telling me foolishness. It's whole heap of, yo, let's go, man, if I have enough woman and da-da. No, you don't want no enough woman in this time. Because the whole heap of enough woman business is going to give you heartache, pain, and your pocket will have a dent that you will never get back.
Facts.
Right? And you can't raise children properly when you have a bag of women, bag of pigs all over the place. Trust me, I'm taking it from me. I've done that. And it didn't work. I am tried and tested of that style.
Mm.
It does not work. Unless you're a millionaire.
Yeah.
The whole about picking the thing, don't do it. Try to keep it in one house. And which means you find someone who you can trust and you build a foundation. Because right now our kids are like illiterate and stuff. And they're not really, like, education is like not cool.
Yeah.
You gotta reverse that. Even if you don't want to do schoolwork, find out what kind of work you want to do and do it, right? Get that money by any means necessary. I don't care if it's overground, underground, side ground, rye ground. Get it.
Get your money.
Because there's no money out there to get. Get it any which way you can and try to build with somebody. Have a team, right? You need a team. You can't. No man is an island. You can't do it by yourself. You need a team.
Facts.
Every pimp needs hoes. Every hoes need a pimp.
Yeah.
And I ain't lying. Shit.
Well, you're dropping knowledge right here, yeah, man.
That's old school shit, I'm telling you right now. You know what I'm saying? And people should have learned from back in our time. Like, a lot of things that we were taught wasn't right.
Yeah.
And then we kept it on for long. I kept it on for long. I had to say to myself, what the? This is not real. The whole about women business is stress. Who wants? Look at my beard. How it is gray.
Mm-hmm.
Woman. Man don't give me stress like this. It's women that give you stress like this. Right? So you get your shit straight. Young men, get your money, hold it, and get an accountant and get your shit together. Because you don't want them people taking your money. Or if you're bad and you know that you're bad and you have money and your mom's still alive, give your mom the money and make her buy a house. Don't just have your mom in the hood. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Put your mom and get an accountant to make your mother look like she has a business so that she can put it in the thing without no one touching the shit. You have accountants that are out there that can make you look like you have a whole business and then you pay taxes on the business that doesn't even exist. This is how the corporations do it.
Yeah.
This is what we call Corporation Pimping 101. All right. Give your mother the money and make her buy a house so that no matter what, you'll never be homeless and you have something. right? That can pass down generationally, right? Generational, if we're talking about here. Like, you can't just sell blood clot drugs and buy chain. Yeah, idiot. Chain. And the men are cutting your gold. And you don't even know it because you're not a scientist. You don't know how the chemistry of how to make gold milk, you damn fool. You don't know what the science is behind a VVS and a VS. You know, you don't know it.
Yeah.
You just, oh, thank you. I could have 10 seconds into that blood clot. And you wouldn't even know.
So somebody pop up with a diamond tester.
Yeah. And embarrass you.
Yeah.
So just get your thing right, man. Have own land. Land is selling it in other countries for cheaper with house. You can get a blood clot house at DR right now for $250 US, a mansion with pool in the front and the back of your place. Why you want to just scrounge yourself and pay $1 million and pay all kind of tax? Go somewhere else and start looking outside the box.
Yeah.
Right? That's my advice to y'all.
Oh, man. Words to live by, man. Yeah, man. Lord Fury in the building. Yo, give me the name of that song again that we were talking about, the Lion of Judah song.
Splifted.
Splifted. Let me see if I can find out on YouTube here. Spliff. Let's do a quick YouTube search. I haven't been able to find that anywhere.
You might have to put Godzilla first.
Let me see if I could look under Godzilla. Because I want to make sure to have a good song for our outro right here. Godzilla.
And then put Splifted.
Let's see if we could.
Right there.
Found it. Okay. Let me give this big salute to the sponsors before we get out of here. Big salute to the sponsors, Diamond Club. Hit them up on their Instagram, DiamondClub_Canada, if you want that delivery across Canada or anywhere in the GTA. And if you need the blem, hit up Steamin' Hot Grabba. Steamin' Hot Grabba is the Instagram page, and use the code We Love Hip Hop for both of them. Yo, man. Lord Fury in the building. Great conversation right here. I'm going to take us out with the track Splifted from Lions of Judah. Let's get it, man. Holy.
If my brother is Ziggy. Ever
get the mark of the beast. Wise
guys. My brain. No cocaine. I don't wanna go insane.
We love hip hop.
We love hip hop.